Well, the topic is love today, Valentine's Day, and everything that has to do with relationships, maybe building the relationships, or maybe you've had one going for a long time and you want to put a little spark back into it. The book we're going to talk about is called I Still Do, Growing Closer and Stronger Through Life's Defining Moments, and the author is Dave Harvey. Good morning, Dave.
It's great to join you, Todd.
Dave, tell us a little bit more about what those life-defining moments are in a marriage.
Well, there's about nine of them. And it starts out with defining moment number one, which is when you discover that brokenness is broader than sin. And the goal in that one is to just help couples understand that we are sinners, and that is the predominant problem, but we're not only sinners, and we can't be reduced to just sinners. There have been other things that have influenced who we are and that have shaped us. And the more that we know those and understand those, the better position that we're in to be able to know one another and love one another and understand one another, which helps for a lasting marriage. There's a few other ones. The moment of blame, the defining moment, the moment of weakness. I also talk about a defining moment titled when you realize family can't replace church, when your spouse suffers, when dreams disappoint, and there's a few others as well, but that'll give you a general idea of the direction of the book.
Boy, do you think when we first get married that we know all of these defining moments are ahead of us?
Oh, I know I didn't. I mean, I just remember being totally unprepared for marriage. The premarital counseling that we did was basically a kind-hearted pastor gave us a bunch of tapes that we basically threw into our trunk, and then he asked for them back about 9 months later, and we went to our trunk and got them out because we never really listened to them. So I remember when we were first married, Jim and I just beginning to have conflict and not really having a grid for what was going on, because we didn't expect to have this kind of complexity, this kind of conflict. And I remember thinking, like, what is going on here? You know, is she possessed? Am I possessed? What, you know, if marriage is supposed to be so good, then why does the conflict seem to be so bad? Why does our sin seem to be so bad? And, you know, I think I was totally unprepared, Todd, for the idea that I was marrying someone who was a sinner with weaknesses, and Kim was marrying somebody who was even more of a sinner with even more weaknesses, and that our life, our growth in Christ was going to come from how we related to each other in that.
It sounds like she was a big influence on your decision to write this book then.
Huge influence. This is actually a companion volume. It's the kind of sequel. There's a first book called When Sinners Say I Do that talks more about, newlywed premarital issues, and seems to be used more that way. But since, you know, we've been married now for 37 years, over the years, there were times where we just didn't know what to do. We felt like there were times we were in these important moments, but the path was unclear to us, and kind of came out of those thinking, gee, it would have been really nice to know certain things sooner. And so this book is what we wish we would have known sooner as we walked the longer path.
Well, Dave, what advice would you give to a young couple that are not married yet, and they maybe don't understand this, but the sparks are flying and things are moving?
Yeah, I think that that's an exciting time. That's exhilarating. I would want to kind of enter into their enthusiasm and their joy over it, but also encourage them to be prayerful, encourage them to ensure that the principal players in their life, their parents, their pastor, their friends, are all kind of united in their perspective on the timeliness of the marriage, their readiness of the marriage, and that they're getting good premarital counseling. Or if they're not engaged yet, they are beginning to think and read and talk about marriage in healthy ways. I think a lot of the challenges come because people go into marriage with different expectations and the expectations either collide or they're disappointed in some way. You know, marriage can be a disappointment of expectations. We have a certain vision for what we want it to be, certain expectations of how we think it's going to be, and yet God always has curveballs. He always has, you know, his own design, his own agenda, which is different than our agenda, and yet his agenda is the one that transforms us. And so I think that, you know, we have to kind of encourage them to build convictions, but go in recognizing that God has his own plan. Mm.
The book is called I Still Do, Growing Closer and Stronger Through Life's Defining Moments. And the author is Dave Harvey. Thanks for spending some time with us, Dave.
It's great to be with you, Todd.